1/5 of America's military personnel are women. Many have fought and been wounded in the line of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's despite the fact that women are not officially allowed to serve in combat units. Such is not the case in Canada. Lieutenant Colonel Jenny Carignan commands a regiment of combat engineers in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan.
I'm in my 23rd year of service. I have grown up with everybody. Where I've had a few tensions is at the start of my career as a young lieutenant, but a lot of young lieutenants get, you know, that sort of resistance as they come in. So you basically have to earn your spot. They basically treat me like they treat any of my male colleagues. And in one instance, the district leader pointed towards me saying, "We have female soldiers from outside coming in to fight with us here. I think we should take example of that and do the same thing." I am married and I have 4 children. My oldest is 14 and my youngest is going to turn 3 at the end of the month. So it's always a challenge, but again, to have a challenging career as well as a family life for me is part of my personality. You have to have some support at home. So I trust my husband at 100%. He's doing an amazing job. And when I speak to my children, they're all very proud of what I'm doing here. So that's the way we've been managing that for the past 20 years.
Colonel Carignan's husband is taking care of the children at home in Quebec City.
No, he go. Papa go.
Oui.
Oui. Le dada.
I'm Eric Lefrancois. I'm the husband of Jenny Carignan, who's deployed in Afghanistan in Kandahar. And I'm just getting my kids ready to go to school this morning. Zach is 14 years old. Amélie is 11 years old. Yann is 9 years old. And Camille is 3 years old. Most people, when I tell them that my wife is in Afghanistan, and I tell them that I have 4 kids, their eyes open pretty wide, and they tell me, you're alone with the kids? I said, yes, but we have some help at home, and it works very well. The kids are good.
My name is Amélie Lefrancois. I'm 11 years old. My friends, when I tell them that my mom's in Afghanistan, they say, oh, aren't you sad? Don't you miss her? And I say yes, because sometimes I really miss her, and she's really brave and everything. It's something I really like.
When people say a mother should be at home raising her kids, you have to ask yourself, a kid is born out of two people, a husband and a wife usually, and they both have a responsibility into looking after them. I don't think it's more the task of the mother than the father. It's a teamwork.
I'm Ian Lefrancois, and I'm 9 years old.
I feel a little bit sad because there's a lot of people dead, and I don't want her to be dead. It's okay. Well, it makes me feel okay, but it's like something in my heart that is missing because my mom is in Afghanistan, and my dad is still here, my family.
We talked a little bit before Jenny left about what was happening in Afghanistan. But from when Jenny deployed, we stopped basically talking about it. Just because I don't think it's sane to have them worry constantly about maybe the danger that their mom faces in Afghanistan. So we just keep it quiet and answer the question here and there, but we try to live normally and put that behind us.
First time I get to talk to her, I'm going to tell her that I love her, I missed her, and it's great to see her again.
Maybe sometimes she'll bring back some present in Afghanistan. Maybe she'll bring back some. Maybe I'll give her one.
Eric Lefrancois and his 4 children live in Quebec City. Mom is Lieutenant Colonel Jenny Carignan. She's a commander in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan.